Good morning, children. I am MS Dhaka, TGT English, ACS number 2, Rawat Bhatta. I will teach you lesson number 7, The Open Window, written by Hector Hugh Munro. First of all, let me tell you about the author. Hector Hugh Munro was born in Britain on 18 December 1870 and died on 14 November 1915. He is better known with his pen name Saki. He is considered as a master of the short story and often compared to O. Henry and Dorothy Parker. Now the introduction to the story. The Open Window is Saki's most important short story. Saki's wit is at the height of its power in this story of a spontaneous practical joke played upon a visiting stranger, Mr. Frampton Nuttall. The story has a tripartite structure, with the first part beginning with a conversation between Vera and Frampton Nuttall, the second with the entrance of Mrs. Sappleton, and the third with the return of the hunting party. Saki employs a flashback to divide these three parts with a story within a story inspired by Vera's imagination. Now the main characters in the story, Frampton Nuttall's sister. She writes several letters of introduction to keep her brother Frampton Nuttall from being lonely on his retreat to the countryside. She writes one such letter in order to introduce him to Mrs. Sappleton. This is how Frampton finds himself in Mrs. Sappleton's home. Mr. Frampton Nuttall, a perpetually anxious gentleman sent to the English countryside to soothe his nerves disorder, he has arrived at Sappleton's home following a letter of introduction from his sister. Vera, a 15-year-old girl who greets Frampton and informs him of her aunt's great tragedy. Mrs. Sappleton, Frampton Nuttall's host and Vera's aunt. Mr. Sappleton, Mrs. Sappleton's husband and a member of the hunting party. Ronnie, Mrs. Sappleton's youngest brother and a member of the hunting party. He often teases her by singing a short song, "I say, Bertie, why do you bound?" Now the key points of the story. Listen to the key points well so that you can understand the story well. Frampton Nuttall, a man with a nervous disorder, moved to the English countryside on the advice of his doctor to find a cure for the condition which he suffered from. His sister had lived in the area he visited and had given him letters of introduction of Mrs. Sappleton. Mr. Frampton Nuttall reached to Mrs. Sappleton's house in the countryside. The lady was busy upstairs, so he started talking to her niece Vera, who was sitting there. Vera told Frampton Nuttall about a family mishap. She showed him the French window in the room that opened onto a lawn. She told him that the window was kept always open and that there was a story behind it. She said that 3 years ago, Mrs. Sappleton's husband and her two young brothers had gone for their shooting through that window. A spaniel was also with them. They never returned as their bodies were engulfed in a dangerous piece of a bog. She told the stranger apologetically how her poor aunt still thought that they would return one day through the same open window, and that's why the window is kept open every evening till it is quite dusk. She said that sometimes on still quiet evenings, she almost used to get a creepy feeling that they will walk through that open window. Now children, open your textbook at page number 55. We will discuss the story in detail. The story goes like this. "My aunt will be down presently," Mr. Nuttall said, a very self-possessed young lady of 15. "In the meantime, you must try and put up with me." Frampton Nuttall endeavored to say something which would duly flatter the niece of the moment without unduly discounting the aunt that was to come. Privately, he doubted more than ever whether these formal visits of a succession of total strangers would do much towards helping the nerve cure which he was supposed to be undergoing. Now the word meanings. Self-possessed means calm and confident. Endeavored means tried. Flatter means to compliment someone to win favor. Now the explanation. When Frampton Nettle went to Mrs. Sappleton's house in the countryside to cure his bad nerves, he was greeted by Mrs. Sappleton's niece, Vera. Vera was a very calm and confident girl of 15 years age. She said to Mr. Nettle that her aunt was about to come. By that time, he could put up with her. Frampton Nettle tried to say something which could make the niece happy. Mr. Frampton Nettle had a doubt whether these formal visits to the total strangers would do anything in his nerve cure. Now, paragraph second. I know how it will be, his sister had said when he was preparing to migrate to this rural retreat. You will bury yourself down there and not speak to a living soul, and your nerves will be worse than ever from moping. I shall just give you letters of introduction to all the people I know there. Some of them, as far as I can remember, were quite nice. Frampton wondered whether Mrs. Sappleton, the lady to whom he was presenting one of the letters of introduction, came into nice division. Now the word meanings. Moping means feeling very unhappy. Bury yourself means meet very few people. Now the explanation. Frampton's sister said to him that she knew that in the countryside he will meet very few people and will not speak to anyone, and due to this his nerve condition will be even worse than it is. So his sister gave him letters of introduction to all the people she knew there in the countryside. Some of them were quite nice. So Mrs. Sappleton's letter of introduction was given to him by his sister. Now, the next paragraph. Do you know many of the people round here? Asked the niece when she judged that they had had sufficient silent communion. Hardly a soul, said Frampton. My sister was staying here some 4 years ago, and she gave me letters of introduction to some of the people here. He made the last statement in a tone of distinct regret. Then you know practically nothing about my aunt, pursued the self-possessed young lady. Only her name and address, admitted the caller. He was wondering whether Mrs. Sappleton was in the married or widowed state. An undefinable something about the room seemed to suggest masculine habitation. Now the word meaning. Communion means a close relationship. Distinct means clear. Or regret means grief. Masculine habitation means of or pertaining to the male gender. Now the explanation. Again, there is a conversation between Mr. Frampton Nettle and the niece. When she judged that they had sufficient silent communion, she asked Mr. Nettle if he knew many of the people round there, to which Mr. Nettle replied that he knew hardly anyone. He informed her that his sister used to stay here some years ago, and she only gave him letters of introduction of the people she knew here. The girl again asked that it means he practically knew nothing about her aunt, to which Mr. Nuttall replied that he knew only the name and address of her aunt. Meanwhile, Mr. Frampton kept thinking whether Mrs. Sappleton was in a married or a widowed state. The room was suggesting masculine habitation. Now the next paragraph. Her great tragedy happened just 3 years ago, said the child. That would be since your sister's time. Her tragedy, asked Frampton. Somehow, in this restful country sport, tragedies seemed out of place. You may wonder why we keep that window wide open on an October afternoon, said the niece, indicating a large French window that opened on to a lawn. It is quite warm for the time of the year, said Frampton, but has that window got anything to do with the tragedy? Out through that window, 3 years ago to a day, her husband and her two young brothers went off for their day's shooting. They never came back. In crossing the moor to their favorite shooting ground, they were all three engulfed in a treacherous piece of bog. It had been that dreadful wet summer, you know, and places that were safe in other years gave way suddenly without warning. Their bodies were never recovered. That was the dreadful part of it. Here, the child's voice lost itself, possessed note, and became falteringly human. Poor aunt always thinks that they will come back some day, they and the little brown spaniel, and was lost with them and walked in at that window just as they used to do. That is why the window is kept open every evening till it is quite dusk. Poor dear aunt, she has often told me how they went out, her husband with his white waterproof coat over his arm, and Ronnie, her youngest brother, singing, "Bertie, why do you bound?" as he always did to tease her, because she said it got on her nerves. Do you know, sometimes on still quiet evenings like this, I almost get a creepy feeling that they will all walk in through that window. Now the word meanings. Moor means grassland. Bog means wet or spongy ground. Treacherous means dangerous. Spaniel means dog. Creepy means unpleasant feeling. Now the explanation. The girl told Mr. Nuttall that her aunt's great tragedy happened 3 years ago. Mr. Nuttall asked, tragedy? What kind of tragedy? He said that in this peaceful rural sport, tragedies seem to be out of place. The girl said that he will surprise why they keep that window opened. She said that through that window, Mrs. Sappleton's husband and her two brothers went off for their day's shooting 3 years back, and they never came back. They all were completely engulfed in a treacherous bog. Their bodies were never recovered. She said that her poor aunt still thinks that they will come back through that window someday, as they used to come with their brown dog, which also lost along with them, and that's why she keep the window open. She said that sometimes in the evening she get an unpleasant feeling that they might come through that open window. Okay, so this is the story, children. Now the comprehension check questions. So as we have discussed the story well, so I think you will be in a position to answer the questions. Now the first question is, why had Frampton Nuttall come to the rural retreat? Now think for the answer. The answer is, Frampton Nuttall had a nervous disorder. He had come to the rural retreat on his doctor's advice. Now the second question, why had his sister given him letters of introduction to people living there? Frampton was totally unknown to the place where he was going, but his sister had lived there for some time. She had known many people there, so she gave her brother the letters of introduction. Now the third question, what happened in the Shepperton family as narrated by their niece? Now think for the answer. Let me repeat the question once again. What happened in the Shepperton family as narrated by the niece? So let me tell you the answer. A great tragedy had happened in the Shepperton family about 3 years ago. Her aunt's husband and brothers had gone for hunting as usual. Unfortunately, they were swallowed up by the marsh and they never returned back. So this was the tragedy told by the girl. So here the lesson, first part of the story comes to an end. We will discuss the second and third part in the next class. I hope you have understood the story well so far. Thank you, children.